It's Monday, the 19th of August, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Vice President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa has met with the Forum of German-speaking Namibians this weekend in her capacity as the SWAPO Party's presidential candidate. During the meeting, the forum's chairperson, Harald Hecht, said that the country's biggest challenges remain poverty, unemployment, food insecurity, and structural inequality.
We are in the minority of the whites of Namibia. So this is why we felt honored. This is the third time that we're engaging with Madame Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. She reconfirmed zero tolerance on corruption. But she also said that corruption happens between the private and the public sector. So the private sector also needs to come to the party, not just the public sector. And in my opening remarks as chairman of the Forum of German-speaking Namibians, I requested her to lead the economic transformation that Namibia so urgently needs so that we can finally attain economic independence after political independence in 1990. Looking forward, she's already announced that she will engage with the Forum of German-speaking Namibians in Windhoek in October again. So we're looking forward to final engagement before the elections.
Minister of Mines and Energy, Toma Luendo, is visiting Katima Mulilo from 19 to 21 August 2024. The minister will engage regional leaders and inspect the electrification projects. Zambezi Region Governor Lawrence Sampofu has more.
We have a rural electrification program which is going on in the region. We have some schools which are not yet energized and some, most especially in the flood-prone area. This is where we have challenges. So he's coming to have a look at these projects. There is another project which we are energizing, Masambo, also in Western Zambezi. It started almost at the beginning of this year and now it has reached Masambo. But we want this project to proceed up to Ndoro Combined School, the Sun communities. The hostel is already finished but not yet energized.
From elsewhere, the Philippines has detected a new case of the mpox virus in the country, the first since December last year. Its health department said on Monday, adding it was awaiting test results before being able to determine the variant. According to Reuters, the patient was a 33-year-old Filipino male who had no travel history outside the Philippines. And we wrap with mixed martial arts, a high-profile win for South African fighter Dirkus du Plessis against Nigerian-born Israel Adesanya has opened the door for a UFC fight in Africa. The mixed martial arts format has not held a bout on the continent yet. Here's du Plessis.
Now, to share this octagon with a legend. Not potentially 100% Hall of Famer. This man has done so much for this sport. And I'm really sorry that it came across that I disrespected the fact that he's from Africa. That was never my intention. No, tonight Africa would have won regardless. But tonight South Africa was the victor. It was an honor for me to share this cage with a legend like that. I have the utmost respect for him, warrior to warrior. Guys, believe me, I do not want to be kicked by that man again.
South Africa's Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie, meanwhile says they are in talks for a deal for du Plessis' next UFC title defense fight to be held in SA. The department's spokesperson, Cassidy Rangata Jacobs, says a delegation was dispatched to Perth to meet with UFC management to discuss the matter.
We are excited at how close we are to realizing this goal, and an announcement will be made soon. UFC are keen to bring this incredibly popular sport to Africa, and a now-established African champion is making it all the more likely.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.